Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 7, 1805. Off to the West. The Corps of Discovery's adventure takes a new turn today as they finally leave Fort Mandan. Now, Captain Lewis will start to write entries, and Captain Clark will continue to write a daily record in both the field notes and the journal. Today, Captain Clark writes,
"At 4 o'clock p.m., the boat, in which was 6 soldiers, 2 Frenchmen, an Indian, all under the command of a corporal who had charge of the dispatches, and a canoe with 2 Frenchmen, set out down the river for St. Louis. At the same time, we set out on our voyage up the river in 2 pirogues and 6 canoes, and proceeded on to the first village of the Mandans and camped on the starboard side. Our party, consisting of Sergeant Nathaniel Pryor, Sergeant John Ordway, Sergeant Patrick Gass, William Bratton, John Coulter, Joseph and Reuben Fields, John Shields, George Gibson, George Shannon, John Potts, John Collins, Joseph Whitehouse, Richard Windsor, Alexander Willard, Hugh Hall, Salas Guttrick, Robert Fraser, Peter Cruzat, Jean-Baptiste Lepage, Francis Labiche, Hugh McNeil, William Werner, Thomas P. Howard, Peter Weiser, J.B. Thompson and my servant York, George Drurier, who acts as hunter and interpreter, Charbonneau and his Indian squaw to act as interpreter and interpretress for the Snake Indians, 1 Mandan and Charbonneau's infant. Captain William Clark, April 7, 1805.
And Captain Lewis writes,
"Having this day, at 4 p.m., completed every arrangement necessary for our departure, we dismissed the barge and crew. At the same moment, Captain Clark embarked with our party and proceeded up the river. As I had no exercise for several weeks, I determined to walk on the shore as far as our encampment of this evening. Our vessels consisted of 6 small canoes and 2 large pirogues. This little fleet, although not quite as respectable as those of Columbus or Captain Cook, was still viewed by us with as much pleasure as those deservedly famed adventurers ever beheld theirs, and I dare say, with quite as much anxiety for their safety and preservation. We were now about to penetrate a country at least 2,000 miles in width, on which the foot of civilized man had never trodden. The good or evil of it in store for us was for experiment yet to determine. And these little vessels contained every article by which we were to expect to subsist or defend ourselves. Entertaining now, as I do, the most confident hope of succeeding in a voyage which has been a darling project of mine for the last 10 years of my life, I could but esteem this moment of our departure among the happiest of my life. The party are in excellent health and spirits, zealously attached to the enterprise and anxious to proceed. I took an early supper and went to bed. Captain Clark, myself, the 2 interpreters, and the woman and child sleep in a tent of dress skins. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 7, 1805.
The tent of dressed skins was arranged in a circle and supported by tall poles, a setup commonly called the teepee of the Plains Indians. Tomorrow, a leaking canoe.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.